basket. 3:58 to play here in the third quarter, 34-29, Emporia State with a lead. Newman trying to get the ball in bounds, and they'll play it into Brittany Ho. She'll launch a three, shoots it in. Brittany Ho knocks down a three-point basket, and that gives her 11, and it's a two-point game with 3:48 to play. Emporia State needs some offense. This is Audrey Beatty, gives it off to Katie Harina. Katie dribbles it from right to left, gives it off to Victoria Price. Victoria Price down the lane, has the ball slapped out of her hands, gets it back, puts it up, and it crawls off no good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They lob it out, and Emporia State gets the steal, and a foul's going to be called on Newman. Stevie Stinchcomb came up with a loose basketball. Picking up the foul will be Maddie Spagnola. That is her third personal foul, second team foul, whistled against the Newman Jets here in the third quarter. Stevie Stinchcomb with the basketball, has it out front. She's left open for a three. It's off the mark, hit the back end of the rim, and the rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They have a chance to tie the game, take the lead with a three. Quarter basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. This is top the key, open for a three, shot up, and no good for Newman. Battle for the rebound, out of bounds, and a foul's going to be called on the Newman Jets. Monica Redondo missed the three, and battle underneath the basketball for a rebound, draws a foul. They call the foul on Lauren Dubert, and that is her second. Team foul number three on the Newman Jets. So Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds and backcourt. No pressure from the Newman Jets. Stevie Stinchcomb across the timeline. Working left side, kicks it in the corner. Katie Harina, high post left side now. Tries to drive, gives it back off to Stinchcomb in the lane. Shot out the glass is good for Stevie Stinchcomb. Just what the doctor ordered. Hornets needed a basket bad. 36-32 Emporia State. 2:35 to play. Lady Hornets pressuring in backcourt. Newman gets it into front court. They get it to the left side. Launching a three. Shot off the mark. No good for Lauren Dubert. There's a tie-up on the battle for the rebound. A jump ball call. And the alternate possession gives it to Emporia State. Substitutions for Emporia State. Treasure Job, Faith Paramore, and Mary Lakes into the lineup. Sydney Tenner sits down. So does Katie Harina and Audrey Beatty. 36-32 Emporia State, 2:20 to play, third quarter. Treasure has it on the wing left side, gets a screen from Mary Lakes. Free throw circle. One-handed pass goes off to Stevie Stinchcomb on the wing left side. Now she swings it right side to Victoria Price. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Faith Paramore backing down the defense, spinning, and loses control of the basketball. She was trapped and didn't really have anybody to pass it to and turned it over. Here's a ball almost knocked free from the free throw line. Shot crawls up. No good for Amaya Josie. Rebound goes to Mary Lakes. She gets fouled on the rebound, and Emporia State will get the ball. Picking up the foul will be Brittany Ho, her first, fourth team foul. Substitution for Emporia State. Elena Hartman checking in, replacing Stevie Stinchcomb. Minute 44 to go, third quarter. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Treasure, top the key, three, no. Rebound goes to Brittany Ho for the Newman Jets as they are hanging with the Emporia State Lady Hornets in this game. 36-32, Emporia State up by four. Here's a deflection by Victoria Price, but Newman able to save it. Here's a block by Mary Lakes. Loose ball as the ball gets tipped out by Treasure up the floor to Victoria Price. Lane line right shot finally goes down for Victoria Price. 6 points for Victoria, 38-32. Emporia State with a lead. Newman into front court with a basketball. This is Dubert. Dribbles it to the middle of the floor. Swings it on the left side to Perez. Driving down the lane. They give it off to Brittany Ho in traffic. And they get a foul first before the shot. And they're going to call a foul on Faith Paramore. Her third. First team foul here in the third quarter on Emporia State. Newman will get 20 seconds put on the shot clock, and they'll play it in on the baseline. As they play the ball inbounds to Josie. Her shot missing. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman. Elena feeds it up the floor to Treasure Joe. Treasure on the right side, goes between the leg with a dribble, drives to the basket, gets to the rim, off the glass, it crawls off, no good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Just quite didn't have the spin, and differential of about a second between the game clock and the shot clock. Here's a deflection by Victoria Price, ball goes out of bounds. Substitution for Newman, Maddie Spagnola will check into the lineup. She'll replace Amaya Perez. About 0.3 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Newman trying to get the ball inbounds, and they finally do play it inbounds to Josie. And here's a deflection by Victoria Price as she knocks it away from Lauren Dubert. It goes out of bounds, and 6.5 seconds left on the clock, so Newman can work for the final shot here. They're putting 6 seconds on the shot clock. They should not have shut the shot clock off. 6 seconds on the shot clock, 6.5 on the game clock. Newman to play it inbounds. They'll play it inbounds to Josie. And a shot no good just before the clock expires by Maddie Spagnola. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. 3 quarters of basketball in the book. The score, Emporia State 38, Newman 32. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates, like ESU basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Nextech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
38-32 is our score. Emporia State with the lead over the Newman Jets. Newman will have the ball to start this fourth quarter. In that third quarter, Emporia State 5 of 17, Newman 6 of 16 from the floor shooting the ball. Or other way around, Emporia State 6 of 16 from the floor, Newman 5 of 17. And here's a turnover by the Newman Jets to get things going as they tried to feed it on the left side of the floor. And unable to handle the bounce pass was Carissa Beck, and Emporia State gets it after the 23rd turnover of the ball game for the Newman Jets. Treasure Job with the basketball. She scored 7 straight points for Emporia State to get that third quarter started. Elena Harmon down the lane to the basket. Layup good. She's fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Elena, 6 first-half points. That's her first basket in the second half. That gives her 8, looking for 9. Picking up the personal foul for the Newman Jets will be Tori Vang, 5'10", senior out of Goddard. And Elena's free throw bounces the wrong way. No good. 40-32, Emporia State with 8. They led by as many as 17 to start the second quarter. Here's a pass that's deflected by Elena Hartman, but Newman able to save it, but then they throw it away as they try to throw it across the floor, and that's with Treasure Job having blown a tire. Lost her shoe. Now she'll have to make a quick pit stop and put her shoe back on in backcourt. So 2 straight turnovers to start the fourth quarter for the Newman Jets. Treasure Job, Elena Hartman, Mary Lakes, Victoria Price, and Faith Paramore on the floor for Emporia State. Maddie Spagnola, Brittany Ho, Carissa Beck. There's Treasure, gets it down low to Mary Lake, high post, left side, spinning, shooting, shot, hits the front of the rim, no good, rebound out of bounds, last touch by Victoria Price. Also on the floor, Monica Redondo for the Newman Jets, along with Amaya Josie. Redondo pushes the ball into front court. Here comes the trap. Feeds it off to Josie. Now to Spagnola for a three. No. Rebound goes to Mary Lakes. And she had the easy rebound there. 6'4". Nobody's going to reach above her. Feed it. Down low. They get to Faith Paramore. And they call a travel on her. She took an extra step before she got the shot off. Turnover gives it right back to the Newman Jets. 40-32 Emporia State. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. And another turnover in backcourt for the Newman Jets. That's 26 turnovers in the ballgame. Hornets will have the ball to play inbounds in front of their bench in the deep right corner. Faith Paramore to play it inbound, plays it into Mary Lakes. Mary dribbles it once, thought about going down low to Treasure. Now Treasure comes out to take the pass from Mary. Mary tried to set a screen, works around the screen. Treasure steps back from 17, missed it badly. Rebound battle for, and they're going to call a foul on Emporia State. And a technical foul has just been called on Emporia State. I'm not sure whom the technical foul is on. But it's on Emporia State. I think it's on Mary. They call the reach-in foul on Faith Paramore. It was her fourth. And then they also called a technical foul on whom? They called the technical foul on Mary Lakes. That'll be her third. And Newman will get free throws. To shoot the free throws will be Carissa Beck. Substitution for Emporia State, Audrey Beatty into lineup, replacing Mary Lakes. The first technical free throw is good for Carissa Beck. That's her first point of the ball game. She'll get a second technical, and this one's also good. And Newman will get the basketball to play inbounds at half court. 40-34, six-point Emporia State lead. 8:26 to play. Emporia State led by as many as 17. The start of the second quarter at 23-6. They end up being outscored 17-8 in that second quarter as Newman cut the deficit to a four-point ball game at 25-21. Emporia State led 17-4 at the end of the first quarter. Ball gets deflected into backcourt. Newman able to save it. Emporia State with a lot of pressure. Brittany Ho along the baseline, and they're going to get a foul. They're going to count the bucket. They call the foul on Audrey Beatty, and Brittany Ho will get the and one. And she can make it a three-point ball game, and does. Emporia State with the lead. Treasure Job in the front court. Top the key, Elena Hartman. Three-point shot hit the front end of the rim. The rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Open three, just didn't knock it down. And Coach Toby Wynn mentioned they'd have to knock down threes in this game, and Emporia State really hasn't been able to do that. Here's a three that's good. We're tied. Three-point basket made by Carissa Beck. That gives her five, and it's 40-all with 7:41 to play in the game. Treasure Job with the basketball. Backs it up. Takes it to the right side of the floor, asking for some help. Audrey Beatty comes out to set a screen. Treasure from the free throw line. Shot up and good. Treasure Job, 18 points. Timeout Emporia State. Comes with 7:20 to play in the fourth quarter. It's a first timeout of the second half. It will be a full timeout. Not sure if this is the media, but we'll take it as it were. 42-40, Emporia State with a lead by two. What a basketball brought to you by Nextech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Emporia State University, you can investigate your interests, discover your dreams, and pursue your passion. With more than 200 academic programs, whatever your interest today or tomorrow, we have it. At ESU, you'll get hands-on experience that will set you apart. The sky is the limit. When you start here, you'll be ready to go anywhere. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Do you need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
42-40, Emporia State with the lead. Newman has outscored Emporia State 8-4 here in this fourth quarter after Emporia State used a 13-11 run to take a 38-32 lead. Newman will have the basketball to play inbounds in backcourt, and Emporia State will apply backcourt pressure. Newman gets it inbounds to Maddie Spagnola as they work it up the floor. Lob into front court goes to Spagnola. Here comes a double team on her. They kick it on the left side for three. Shot good by Carissa Beck. That gives her eight, and Newman has the lead at 43-42 with 7 minutes to play. And Newman has now made 8 3-point baskets in this Bulls basketball game. That's where they've been able to get the lead back. Treasure Job working on the wing right side. Top the key. Elena Hartman driving to the basket. Dips it off to Audrey Beatty. She gets fouled as she goes up with a shot. It'll be two free throws coming for Audrey. Picking up the personal foul will be Amaya Josie. That is her second personal foul, second team foul whistled against the Newman Jets. Free throw on the way and good for Audrey Beatty. That's her first point of the ball game. The 6'2 freshman out of Aubrey, Texas. Ties the game at 43. She can give the lead back to Emporia State, and she doesn't. It's too strong off the back iron. Lady Hornets struggling to score the ball today. From the floor, shooting 30%. From the three-point stripe, 12%. From the free throw line, 57%. Just 4 of 7 from the charity stripe. Get it down low to Brittany Ho, working against Beatty. Shot up and no good. Beatty with a rebound. Good defense by Audrey Beatty. Treasure into front court with a basketball. Has it out front. Dribbles it from right to left. Left wing three. No. Rebound. Goes to Victoria Price. Put back, no good. Rebound goes to Katie Harina, and the Lady Hornets will reset the offense. Treasure has it on the wing left side, waiting for a screen from Beatty. Steps back to the three-point stripe. Takes it to the right left wing, and they're going to call a moving screen on Emporia State's Audrey Beatty. That's her second personal foul, team foul number 4 on Emporia State. What a Basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. 43 all the score, 5:50 to play in the game. Hornets applying backcourt pressure. Newman beats the press. This is Spagnola with a basketball in between the double circles. Swings it on the wing right side into the hands of Redondo. Back out front, it goes to Spagnola. Back to, Beck underneath. Ho, shot no good. Offensive rebound and stick back is good for Amaya Josie. her first basket of the ball game. Newman up by two, 45-43, 5:20 to play. Treasure Joe in the lane, floater, crawls off, no good, and a battle for the rebound and a foul on the floor on the Newman Jets. Boxing out too aggressively, going to call the foul on Brittany Ho. That's her second, team foul number three. So it's ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Substitution for Newman. Checking into the lineup will be Monica Redondo. Setting down will be Carissa Beck. Emporia State plays it into Sydney Tenner. Gives it back to Treasure Job, who gets the layup. 20 points for Treasure Job. We're tied at 45 with 5:05 to play. Lady Hornets again applying some backcourt pressure. Newman will get it across the timeline, swing it across the floor into the hands of Dubert. Dubert, now a bad pass intercepted by Victoria Price. Gives it off Treasure Job, dribbles it once, shoots it off the glass. No, rebound goes to the Newman Jets. They have numbers. Pushing the ball up the floor will be Spagnola, and they're going to call a foul on Katie Herenia from coming from behind trying to strip the ball. It'll be Katie's second, 15th foul, whistled against Emporia State, so it's free throws coming for the Newman Jets. And we'll get a media timeout here, so we'll keep it right here for the time being. Gives us a chance to let you know that Hornet Basketball is being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Now, this is a game that's been of runs. Emporia State used a 9-0 run to close out the first half to take a 17-4 lead at the end of the first quarter. They led by as many as 17 in the second quarter, but ended up being outscored 17-8 in that second quarter. They led at halftime 25-21. In the third quarter, Emporia State outscores Newman 13-11, and they led going to the fourth quarter 38-32. They've been outscored 13-7 here in the fourth quarter. On the strength of 8 made three-point baskets in this game. Dubert's 3-for-4. Beck is 2-for-3. Emporia State has made just 3 three-point baskets. They're 3 of 26. Newman, 8 of 19. Emporia State, 19 of 64 from the floor. That's 29%. And they're being out-rebounded 45-48. 27 turnovers, though, for Newman. Off those turnovers, Emporia State has scored 18 points. But that has not been enough to keep them in the lead, as Newman has led by as many as two at 45-42. They can retake that two-point lead with Maddie Spagnola going to the free throw line. Maddie with only 3 points this afternoon. She averages 8 a point in that ball game, and the first free throw bounces in for her. She got the friendly roll. Emporia State has Stevie Stinchcomb, Victoria Price, Elena Hartman. Second free throw also good for Maddie Spagnola. Sydney Tenner and Katie Herenia on the floor for Emporia State as Treasure Job takes a break. This is Victoria Price. Gives it off to Elena Hartman on the wing left side. Takes it in the paint. Gives it off to Katie Herenia. Gets around the defense. Lays it off the glass and scores the bucket. Turned the corner, the left corner, and took it right to the rim. She has 8, and Emporia State has tied the game at 47 with 4:17 to play. Newman into front court with a basketball. This is Redondo. Swings it off to Spagnola on the left side of the floor. Now back to Redondo on the right side. Tries to drive on Herenia. Now back out front to Spagnola. Spagnola, here comes the pressure on her. Picks up the dribble. Swings it to Dubert. And a pass deflected by Victoria Price. Ball gets tipped. It'll go out of bounds to the Newman Jets with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Substitution for Newman. Checking in will be Carissa Beck. Checking out will be Lauren Dubert. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Newman to play the ball inbounds in backcourt. 2-1. Throwing up a bad shot. Not even getting close. And Emporia State will get the ball on the shot clock violation. 3:49 to play. 47 all. Lady Hornets with the basketball. Stevie Stinchcomb will bring the ball across the timeline. Drives it to the left, right side of the floor. Gives it out to Victoria Price. Takes it out high. Likes to drive down the lane. Has the ball knocked out of her hands. It'll go to the Newman Jets. Newman reached in and slapped it away from Victoria Price, and the turnover for the Lady Hornets and for Emporia State. That is their 14th turnover. Newman with the ball. Game tied at 47. 3:28 to play. Spagnola out front. Emporia State in their zone. Lena Harmer gambles and comes up empty. They lob it left corner. Three up and in and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. And we're going to get a scrum for the loose ball. Newman ends up with it. Spagnola with the basketball. They go down low. Ball gets deflected by Sidney Tenner. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to tie up. Alternate possession gives it to Emporia State. Elena Hartman scrumming for the loose basketball, and Emporia State will get it. Substitution for Newman. Lauren Dubert back into the lineup. She will replace Monica Redondo. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where the difference is you. Stinchcomb gives it off to Katie Herenia, gives it off to Victoria Price. Price takes it to the right side of the floor, keeping the dribble. Takes it in the lane, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on Newman. That's only the 14th foul. Picking up the foul will be Lauren Dubert, her third. So it's ball out of bounds for Emporia State with 20 seconds on the shot clock. Victoria Price to play the ball inbounds and plays it out to Katie Herenia. Katie working on the right side, shovels it off to Stevie Stinchcomb, gives it out to Victoria Price. Shot clock down to 13. Gives it off to Katie Herenia. Kicks it out to Victoria Price. Drives baseline. Gives it off to Sydney Tenner. Out to Stevie Stinchcomb. Open for three. No. Long rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Carissa Beck. Just what the Emporia State Lady Hornets wanted. But Stevie Stinchcomb not able to knock down the open three. Newman kicks it out. They have an open three. It's up. It's no good. Long rebound. Goes out of bounds to the Newman Jets. They're going to give it to Emporia State. Looked like a Lady Hornet touched it last. I believe that was Dubert who missed the three, but Emporia State has the ball with 2:11 to go. Tied at 47 as Treasure Job goes to the scorer's table. Elena Hartman down the lane. Floater off the glass, no good, and they're going to call a charge on Elena Hartman. They wouldn't have counted it if it would have gone in. Treasure Job will check in, replacing Stevie Stinchcomb. For Elena, that is her second personal foul, and since it's a player control foul, no free throws. 2 minutes to go in the game, tied at 47. In backcourt, this is Spagnola working against Victoria Price. Treasure almost comes up with a steal. They get it down low to Brittany Ho. Her layup is good. Brittany Ho was 16. 49-47, Newman, a minute 39 to play. Treasure Job with the basketball, and they're going to call a foul on Elena Hartman. They say it was a moving screen, and for Elena, that is her third. Newman will have the ball up by two with a minute 36 to play. Talk about if it could go wrong, it will go wrong, and that's been the case today for him, the Emporia State Lady Hornets. In backcourt, this is Spagnola working against Victoria Price. Keeping the dribble. Treasure Job knocks the ball free. Victoria Price gives it off to Treasure. Feeds it off to Katie Herenia. Layup. Good at the other end. We're tied at 49. Katie Herenia with 10. And the Lady Hornets have tied it at 49 with a minute 11 to go. Thanks to the defense. Another steal and a score. Dubert working on the right side against Victoria Price. Now hands it off to Spagnola. Down to 1 minute to go. Spagnola working left side. Now dribbles it top the keys, passes it right side to Beck. Now back to Spagnola. She's open for a three. No. Rebound. Battle for. Newman comes up with it. Pass deflected out of bounds by Elena Hartman. Try to get it in the deep left corner to Lauren Dubert. 17 seconds on the shot clock, 41 seconds on the game clock. Newman has the ball to play and bounds on the baseline. Spagnola to play the ball inbounds. Plays it out high. Gets it in the hands of Josie. Now gives it off to Spagnola. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Spagnola working against Katie Herenia. Picks up the dribble. Passes it way out front to Dubert. Hubert launches a three. Hits it with 22 seconds to play. Lauren Dubert knocks down a desperation three. That gives her 14 points, and Newman's up by three, 52-49 with 21 seconds to play. Coach Toby Wynn calls timeout. It'll be Lady Hornet basketball to play inbounds on the sideline. I'm not sure what the officials are discussing, but they're talking with the scorer's table. And I think they're talking about how much time should be on the clock. So they'll probably go to the video to find out how much time should be on the clock, because I don't think the clock stopped immediately when the timeout was called. 52-49 Newman leading Emporia State. And the story of this game, three-point made baskets. 9 for Newman, 3 for Emporia State. The Lady Hornets have been outscored 18 points from the three-point stripe. 27-9. From the three-point line, they've been outscored. And therein lies the difference in this ball game. Emporia State has made 21 field goals, 18 by Newman, and Newman's also 7 for 7 from the free throw line. Emporia State 4 of 8, only 50%. So the shooting woes have come back to haunt the Lady Hornets again this afternoon. They've led 17-4 at the end of the first quarter, went on a 9-0 run to close out that first quarter. And then they led at halftime 25-21 and build it up to a 6-point lead going to the fourth quarter, 38-32, but they've been outscored here in the fourth quarter 20-11. They were just 3 of 19 from the floor in the second quarter, and that's probably where this game got away from them. They were just 1 for 10 from beyond the arc and 1 for 3 at the free throw line. The Lady Hornets don't necessarily need a three, but you'd like to get a three to get the game tied. Okay, they'll put 24.2 seconds on the clock. Emporia State gets the timeout. And they'll have to play the ball to play inbounds in front court, as is the rule for women's basketball. You can call timeout and you get the ball to play inbounds in front court. Let's see if the Lady Hornets have some magic here. They're down by 3, 52-49. Victoria Price, Elena Hartman, Treasure Job, Katie Herenia, and Sydney Tinner on the floor for Emporia State. Victoria Price will play the ball inbounds. Plays it into Treasure Job. Has it top the key. Treasure swings it right side. Katie almost lost it out of bounds. Step back three. Shot up and no good. Rebound goes to Victoria Price, and a timeout taken by Emporia State with 13 seconds on the clock. Just as the ball got to the top of the key to Treasure Job, who was open for the three, just didn't get a chance to shoot it. Emporia State will bring in Faith Paramore and Mary Lakes. Again, it's a 52-49 Newman lead. Both teams struggling to score the ball today, but Newman more efficient, especially from beyond the arc. Emporia State has lost only 3 times to the Newman Jets, all 3 games here at Fuga Gymnasium. The last time they lost was during the 2019-20 season. Victoria Price to play it inbounds on the baseline. 13 seconds on the clock. Count is on. Victoria plays it into Mary Lakes. Tried to hand it off. Gives it off to Victoria Price. 8 seconds to Treasure Job. On her defensively, Carissa Beck. Treasure, contested three. No. Rebound. out of bounds to the new. Oh, they're going to give it to Emporia State. Clock says triple zero or double zeros, and they're going to go to the clock to the video once again to find out if there's any time left. The officials ruled it off of Newman, so Emporia, it would be Emporia State's ball. As the three officials are having their discussion, and I don't think they're going to talking about where they're going to go eat after this game to beat the New Year's Eve crowd. So they're going back to the video to find out how much time will be on the clock. There won't be a whole lot of time. Treasure Joe missed a desperation three, but Emporia State just couldn't get shots to fall today. They forced 30 turnovers and have scored 20 points off the turnovers. So they haven't maximized their points, but that goes hand in hand with shooting only 30% for the game, 10% from beyond the arc. And Coach Toby Wynn mentioned in pregame, they need to make the perimeter shot, and they have not done that this afternoon. As the Jeopardy theme song is playing in the background, as the officials try to determine how much time should be on the clock. Final score from the Sugar Bowl, Alabama 45, Kansas State 20. Outstanding season for Kansas State nonetheless. In college basketball, it's gone final, and the Kansas Jayhawks held on. They rallied for a 69-67 win over Oklahoma State. Also gone final, Iowa State beats number 12 Baylor 77-62. That game played in Ames. And it was TCU over Texas Tech 67-61. That in Big 12 men's basketball action. Number 6 Texas rallied to beat Oklahoma 70-69 in a close one. And Kansas State tonight will host West Virginia. That game will tip off at 6 o'clock. As the officials continue to try to figure out how much time should be on the clock. Coming up next, the Emporia State men will be in action as they play their first game out of the Christmas break. Newman also playing their first game out of the Christmas break. Lady Hornets here showing signs of not being able to get the shots to fall. And now all three officials are getting in on the act, trying to figure out how much time should be on the clock. Lady Hornets trailing 52-49. The scoreboard shows double zeros. As Treasure Job's three came up short. Emporia State battling for the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds from up here. Looked like maybe one of the Lady Hornets touched it. But the underneath official says it was a Newman player that touched it last. For the Newman Jets, this would be a huge win for them after they struggled this season. And I thought maybe the Lady Hornets, after their win on Thursday against Bethel, showed a little bit of some signs of maybe breaking out of their shooting slump of the season, but that has not been the case this afternoon. And Emporia State jumped out to an 8-0 lead in this game. Newman cut it to 8-4 before Emporia State goes on a 9-0 run, and Emporia State led 17-4 at the end of the first quarter. And you're thinking, oh, if this keeps up, a lot of it thanks to the defensive pressure of Emporia State, this will be a win for the Lady Hornets. But Newman rallied in the second quarter, outscoring Emporia State 17-8, making it a 4-point ball game at halftime, 25-21. Then in the second half, Emporia State's Treasure Job would score the first 7 points to give Emporia State a lead, and they led by six at the end of three quarters, 38-32. But here in the fourth quarter, the Newman Jets have outscored Emporia State 20-11. It's Hornet ball out of bounds with 0.4 tenths of a second, and Coach Toby Wynn's going to use a full timeout here. And that leaves Emporia State without a timeout as they're going to try to see if they can't get an open three to send it to overtime. See if Coach Toby Wynn can draw up the magic three-point shot, which Emporia State has made only three. They're only 3 of 29 from the three-point line in this game. I don't know if it's the background. I don't know if it's the rims. I don't know what the explanation is, but Emporia State just has not shot the ball well here this afternoon. And when you look back at a lot of the games they've played here, they really haven't shot the ball extremely well, but they've found ways to get the victory. And credit to the Newman Jets. They kept battling and battling, and they finally found some players that would knock down some threes as they are 9 of 23 from beyond the arc. Lauren Dubert is 4 of 6 from beyond the arc. She's the main culprit. And then Carissa Beck has knocked down a couple of threes. Victoria Price to play it inbounds. Left of the basket on the baseline. And Newman's going to take a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout for the Newman Jets, as they're talking about how they want to defend what Emporia State does. And now let's see if Coach Toby Wynn makes some changes to the play he wants to run. Newman has one timeout left. Emporia State has none. If a foul is called, either of the teams will shoot free throws. Emporia State has five team fouls. Newman has four. But Newman has the lead. Emporia State has the ball for 0.4 seconds on the clock. All they have a chance to do is catch and shoot. They get it in. Elena Hartman, she shoots the three and leaves it short, and that's the ball game. Newman gets the win this afternoon, 52-49 over the Emporia State Lady Hornets. And we'll be back to look at the numbers right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
John North Ford, a great deal better.
At John North Ford Service, the goal is to provide you with the quality, affordable service you expect and deserve. They service all makes and models with oil changes, batteries, tires, no matter what your needs. Call 343-1700 to schedule an appointment. John North Ford Service, 3002 West Highway 50, specializing in customer service.
Shoal Construction does windows and entry doors. Shoal Construction offers Provia windows and entry doors with a double lifetime transferable warranty. Shoal installs Provia professional grade windows with options such as real wood interior. Shoal installs Provia's fiberglass or steel entry doors, which are a complete entry system. Shoal Construction has financing available for easy monthly payments. When it's time for new windows or entry doors, remember Shoal Construction. They will travel to you and provide free estimates. Call 620-591-2907. Shoal Construction, the company your neighbors trust.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
52-49, the final score. Newman gets the win over the Emporia State Lady Hornets this afternoon, as they would outscore Emporia State 31-24 in the second half. And in fact, you can take it all the way to the second quarter when Newman would outscore Emporia State 48-32 after Emporia State led 17-4 at the end of the first quarter and would lead by as many as 17 points early in the second quarter. And they had a 23-4 lead over the Newman Jets. But that lead didn't hold on, and Emporia State suffers the loss. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Winton Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Winton today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first, for the Newman Jets, they were led by Brittany Ho with 16 points, 14 for Lauren Dubert, who was 4 of 6 from beyond the arc, 5 points for Maddie Spagnola, 8 points for Carissa Beck, 3 points for Amaya Perez, 2 each for Valeria Love Kina, 2 points for Tori Vang, and that's the scoring, and 2 points also for Amaya Josie. For Emporia State, Treasure Job scores 20 points. Katie Harina scores 10. 8 points for Elena Hartman. 6 points for Victoria Price. Then 2 points for Faith Paramore. 2 points for Stevie Stinchcomb. 1 point for Audrey Beatty. Mary Lakes played but did not score. Also seeing action, Kylie Shear, Sydney Tinner, and Christina Walsh. Looking at the team numbers, Newman, 18 of 55 from the floor for 32%, 9 of 23 from beyond the arc for 39%, and that's where they won the ball game, 7 of 7 from the free throw line for 100%. Emporia State shot only 30% from the floor, 21 of 69. They are 3 of 29 from the beyond the arc, that's 10%, and 4 of 8 from the free throw line for 50%. They are also out-rebounded by 10, 49 to 39. Leading rebounders for the Newman Jets, Brittany Ho, Maddie Spagnola, and Amaya Josie with 7 each. Emporia State's leading rebounder was Sydney Tinner with 9. Newman turned it over 30 times. Emporia State would score 20 points off of those turnovers. Emporia State turned the ball over 15 times. Newman scored 4 points off the turnovers. Again, Emporia State led 17-4. At the half, or at the end of the first quarter, but get outscored 32-24 the rest of the way, end up losing by a final margin of 52-49. As Emporia State suffers a loss this afternoon to the Newman Jets. Lady Hornets with the loss fall to 9-3 on the season, 4-2 in the MIAA. Newman improves to 5-5 on the season and 2-3 in MIAA play. So a heartbreaking, disappointing loss, and we'll talk with Coach Toby Wynn at halftime, and I'm sure he won't have a whole lot of good things to say as Emporia State ends up on the short end of the scoreboard this afternoon. Again, 52-49, the final score. Our game stats have been brought to you by Winton Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Winton today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. When we come back, we'll visit with the Emporia State men's basketball coach, Craig Doty, right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Just when you thought the to-do list was to-done, the new list begins. Mark II Lumber is here to help, and through the end of the year, they're saving you big money, too. You can get up to $1,000 worth of Mark II Lumber gift cards for 20% off. Make your New Year's resolution one to get those home projects done. Mark II Lumber, 825 East 6th Avenue. More than just lumber. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Drinks are just the beginning at Charlie's Place, your favorite local bar in downtown Emporia. Watch your favorite team on one of their 10 TVs. Throw darts or shoot pool with old friends and new. Pool is free every day from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you need a snack, order up some satisfying bar food. Charlie's Place, open daily 12 p.m. to 2 a.m. The only decision left to make is which to order first, the food or the drink. Charlie's Place.